here today. This is at Montana Fire Pits headquarters. This is Jonathan. I'm Jarrett. Today we're going to talk about some frequently asked questions about heat output, flame pattern, the difference between brass and stainless steel burners, as well as the flame aesthetic, and why we have chosen to go with a specific burner for all of our fire pits.
And how that attributes to you and your design.
Here you go.
Here's one of the questions that I was asked early on. Is it going to heat up my space? And I turned that almost into a little jest, and that was, is it going to keep my wife warm? And my response to that was, well, I don't know how your wife feels heat or does not feel heat, but does our flame produce heat? The answer is yes.
Very common question was, how do I heat up my feet, right? And I think that comes down to a pretty common design choice that we've made, which is go with an 8-inch ledge or even bigger sometimes. So you could put your feet up on it. You're not going to burn your feet off. If you're cranking the fire and you're just unaware, then yeah, you might get too hot. But I put my feet up on the ledge all the time, and that helps keep me warm.
So if the question is it going to keep me warm, and is it going to heat up the space, the answer is yes. That yes answer has so many variables, right, that you can't take the answer yes, great, I'm taking that to the bank, and if you get cold, you can't call us and say, I got cold one night. The flame produces heat, which is different than a lot of gas fire features on the market. The acronym that nobody knows really what it means, BTUs, BTU output. Most out-of-the-box fire features will max at 60,000 BTUs. Okay, cool.
So these are, you're specifically talking like stainless steel that's like conventional. It's like a tube with holes poked in it.
Yep.
Basically. And the gas just kind of like barfs out.
If you would Google gas fire features, right? That's so broad of a search term that you will be inundated by options for gas fire pits, right? What those options give you are usually maxed at 60,000 BTUs. I will say 60,000 BTUs isn't really enough. So why are ours bigger? Well, the Crossfire Burner by Warming Trends, this guy right here. Perhaps if you've done any research over any period of time, you've seen it, you've come across it, great. Why is this one superior?
The engineered design of a jet. This is where the magic happens. Okay, so instead of just having gas forced through a simple hole where it just barfs out, I always think of with vehicles, okay, the goal is always to get a better burn rate of fuel so you can go further with less
more
fuel.
More efficiency.
Yeah, because a lot of people ask, oh, this is 350,000 BTUs. That's going to use all the gas in the world. I can't afford it, whatever.
Yeah.
It's way more efficient because it's mixing air right here on this air hole. You can see that. It's actually a different size per fuel type. But with that, you're mixing air right here at the tip, air and fuel. And
its own air intake and fuel.
So it's the most efficient burn you can get in a fire pit.
Right.
So you get more heat with like the same amount of fuel.
Which I always say, efficiency creates capacity.
Yeah.
The more efficient the thing, the more capacity you're creating. The more efficient the burner, the more capacity of the flame you're creating.
So I was out at a friend's house. This was late October in the evening in Montana. It starts to get cold. He's got a fire pit, and he sort of had an apology. He's like, sorry, I haven't gotten one of the good burners yet. So he turned it on, and I'm like, where's the fire? It was just this little ember thing, conventional stainless steel burner. And I was like, it's okay. It's fire. It'll warm me up, right? I basically had to stick my hands in the fire to warm up.
Yeah.
And that was the first day I really understood the difference between a stainless steel and a crossfire burner. It's just way more heat output.
Yeah.
People ask all the time, what's the tallest? I measured one of these burners at 4 feet. Yeah. That's how tall the flame was. Of course, that was optimal fuel.
Yep.
The flame can get really large and put out a lot of heat.
And it's hot.
Yeah. It's
fire hot.
Fire hot.
The bigger the fire, the hotter it gets, right?
Imagine okay. that.
Awesome. I will say, as Montana Fire Pits, we have chosen since day one, 10 years ago, to only put what we consider the best, most efficient burner in anything that we sell to the public.
And you can't say we didn't try other things. We have. I bought that $35 burner on Amazon. Well, it can't be that much better, right? It is.
It is.
We just, every other choice, we throw it aside because it just doesn't compare. Why not do the best option, right? If you're going to invest your time and energy into a fire pit, might as well just go with the best.
Yeah.
Can you speak to the, why do they use brass as opposed to stainless steel?
Right. Brass does not rust or corrode through. Okay. So over time, if you have even a stainless steel burner, the sidewall is thin. There's any number of environmental reasons, time, that might create that breakdown.
Yeah.
To where if a stainless steel burner is, 10, 12 years old, you can uncover it and it's going to be rusted through.
Yeah.
Brass doesn't do that.
You might notice it looks corroded, but that's just a surface accumulation of something, but just comes right off. It doesn't actually destroy the metal.
Yep. So the thing that's making the fire, which is why you're shopping for one in the first place, is the hottest, the tallest, the most natural looking, the most efficient, and there's a lifetime warranty on the burner itself.
So let's talk about materials for the top. The top of a fire pit is very important because that's where it takes a lot of the heat. So if you want the hottest fire in your backyard or your space, what do you think is the best material for the top of the fire pit?
I would pick steel. Steel is easily customizable. Steel is extremely durable over time, especially powder-coated steel. Fabricated steel in the right way is extremely durable. It's handsome. It's good-looking material. It dissipates the heat, right? So let's talk about that for a second. You have a fire, 290,000 BTUs. Then you have an 8-inch ledge, right, where you're kicking your feet up, or it's just an aesthetic design, and then you have the sidewalls, okay? That heat will be dissipated to where the sidewalls of that fire feature are never going to feel heat on these sides, right? There's something to be said for that because it's not overheating. The top ledge right next to the fire, yes, it gets very hot, but even as you just move out inches, it starts to cool down, cool down, cool down. I think that's important because your vessel is not overheating.
We also get this question a lot. I don't have a covered patio. My fire pit is just going to be out baking in the sun all day. And I have kids. If they come and touch it, no fire. Is it going to get really hot? And actually, I just wanted to answer that straight away. I've done a lot of testing. It's a pretty scientific answer, really, but it's science. The dark colors get hotter. So it's just like if you're going to build a deck, if you go with a dark wood, it's going to burn your feet when you walk on it.
Yeah.
If you're concerned about the heat that it retains from the sun, go with a lighter color. It's really
Fair
not.
Enough.
It's not as much about the material. It's more about the color.
I would think in the whole list of priorities as you're searching for the ultimate solution, how hot the vessel gets when the fire is not on is pretty low.
Yeah. Do you recommend or do you like flame guards, glass flame guards?
Mm. The simple answer is no.
But it depends, right?
Right. The simple answer is no. So we're talking about these vertical glass flame guards with the corner brackets that surround the thing, right? I think in commercial settings, sometimes a glass flame guard is just required, necessary for safety purposes. Do those purposes translate to your own personal fire pit in your backyard? No, they do not. Are you worried about a young child sticking their hand in the fire? Fire hot.
They'll only do it once.
Yeah.
Hopefully they learned that on their first birthday with the candle.
Right. Or campfires, right?
Right.
Fire hot.
No glass in the woods.
So, again, as you're choosing it and sort of designing your own personal fire feature, are you going to include glass flame guards in your own backyard? It is aesthetic for me. If you want that aesthetic, go nuts. I prefer not to have that.
Try your setup first without it.
Agree.
You could always,
can always add it later.
Yeah, it just sets on top. Try it first. You might be like, I'm glad I didn't get those. I didn't need them. Some people want them. That's okay. When live in a very windy situation, it might help. Real quick, we've talked about this a lot, but a wood-burning fire, is it still better? People ask all the time, can I get a setup that's gas and wood at the same time? The answer is no.
With our system.
Right. I haven't seen one that
There are things called log lighters.
Log lighters. But you're not going to sit around a log lighter with no wood in it.
Right.
And stay warm.
Yep.
But a wood-burning fire has coals. That's what radiates most of the heat. Mm-hmm. And so that's why fire media is so important.
Yeah.
It's the coals.
Fire and fire media for gas fire features
is
important. Yes, absolutely. So this is ceramic cannonballs, the ceramic log sets, the lava pebbles that sit inside it, any media that you're putting that flame is coming up through. A, for aesthetics and just pure design. B, for heat retention.
If you want more heat, add more fire media.
It's a true fact because it's going to retain it.
Yeah.
Now, does it glow red hot and does it retain? Does it act exactly like a wood fire? No.
It's pretty darn close.
Pretty darn close.
I don't miss wood fire at all.
I haven't missed a wood fire.
I mean, you give it 10 minutes in a hot fire, it's going to be very warm.
Yeah.
You're not going to be like, I wish it was wood burning.
Let's talk about sizing.
Okay.
So we started this whole thing with, is fire going to keep me hot? Okay. Our burners range in the size of 60,000 BTUs, 84,000 BTUs, little babies. That guy's only 8 inches by 8 inches. But this thing packs punch, man. This thing, it in a small space, this gets it done, right? Because your flame is going to be up here.
Yeah.
Even on a 20-pound propane tank. Okay. So we know the small size. Up to the largest standard burner is 470,000 BTUs. That's a big, big fire. The unique thing about this Crossfire is that it is effectively modular, therefore customizable. So we've done custom burners over a million BTUs. So you have this crazy range of flexibility in terms of BTU output and flame height. How does that translate to our design and your space? Who's going to be sitting around it most often? Is it going to be two of you? Is it going to be four of you? Is it going to be six, eight, 12? Do you entertain a lot? How often do you entertain? How big is the space? How big is the total space? How much furniture do you have around it? There are so many variables that go into that design, right? How do we figure that out? You either work from the outside in. My space is 20 by 20, and my furniture is X, and you kind of come up with this. Or you work from the inside out. I want like a 48-inch diameter. And I know that I'm doing this because it's going to be the center point, and I entertain a lot, and there's going to be a lot of people sitting around it. As you call in and as you're on our website, you're asking yourself all these questions, but you know what you're designing. The larger the burner, the better, because you can adjust it and turn it down.
You've got headroom.
Yeah.
You've got somewhere to go.
Not only do you have flexibility in the overall size of the burner, you have tons of flexibility in the flame height just by turning that beautiful little key valve. All of our units that we design and build in-house start with the burner.
Yeah.
And we work out. We build that vessel outward. Now, we have standardized well over 30 unique vessels, tables, based on all of these standard sizes of burners. All that to say is, it depends.
Yeah.
Right? But the important thing is that when you come to us, we're going to ask all these clarifying questions. You tell me the space you're building. Yeah. You tell me about your furniture. You tell me about your friends and family. You tell me about how often you entertain. You tell me about the space. Are you designing it? Are you building it? Did an architect design it and build it? Is your builder designing it and building it?
Yeah.
All of these things are factors that we are in the business of answering to get to that answer.
One good rule of thumb is to keep about a 6-inch margin around a burner.
Yeah.
It's not a hard and fast rule, but that's where you start. 6 inches. So if you 8 inches, you got to add 6 here and 6 here. So you're actually adding 12 inches. Mm-hmm. Pretty simple way to just calculate how big of a burner you need.
It is.
You know, your opening should be 12 inches bigger in most cases.
Yep.
Maybe one of the last things I want to talk about is the appearance of the flame. Does it matter? And why is the crossfire superior to other flame patterns?
Yeah. Yes, it matters. These look good. These look the best. Why? I think it's because of that angle right there.
Yeah.
The cross fire. You don't have jets just shooting straight up in the air. You have jets converging. So not only does each one of these jets pack in a punch with approximately 10,000 BTUs each, you're crossing
them. Converging.
You're crossing the beams. The angle of these jets, each one of these jets is producing a flame roughly 10,000 BTUs, its own air intake, its own efficiency, but crossing into the other one. And this is true for any burner, whether it's a tree style, an octagonal, any of the crossfire systems, save the linear.
But even the linear looks amazing when you put fire media, you know,
yeah, it's true.
Lava rocks, lava pebbles. You can adjust the appearance of the flame just by adding a little bit of rock here, a little bit of rock there, converging it like that. But the idea is the flame itself does not have that sort of blowtorch effect that you might see with a standard stainless steel burner. It looks like a natural wood-burning flame. You know, if as long as you have the pressure right and the fuel capacity correct, you're going to have a very natural, beautiful
flame. I think that's kind of an amazing thing, is that you, the end user, have the ability to create the flame that you want.
Yeah.
You can make it look the way that you want to. With just the right burner and a little bit of flame adjustment, assuming, of course, that you have the right fuel pressure and the right and all of that stuff. Those are a few assumptions. But you as the end user can not only design this vessel to be the centerpiece of your outdoor living, but you can design the exact amount of heat output that you think you want. And within that, you have the ability to make the flame look the way that you want it to look.
Yeah.
I think that's cool.
That's amazing. And should somebody get the key valve and flex line kit? What do you think?
Yes.
You should, right?
Yes.
What does it give you the ability to do?
Control the flame.
Control the flame. Up and down. 4 inch all the way to 4 feet maximum.
True. True.
See it from the moon, as you always say. But the idea is you can create a flame for any situation. Middle of the summer, middle of the winter, doesn't matter.
Agree. And no matter what part of the country you live in,
right?
No matter the season, because South Florida, you might have cool nights, but a cool night might get to 50 degrees, right? You're not going to have a rager, but you can control a nice, decent flame.
Yeah.
Wintertime in Montana, it's not all the time that you're going to be out there cranking this flame, but is it possible? Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yep. Thank you for listening, watching, and of course, anything you ever want to know about gas fire features, you can look at montanafirepits.com.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Have a great week, everybody.
Bye-bye.